Hello, and welcome to another Lighthouse video podcast. Just wanted to thank you for joining me while I take you through the Bible here. For those of you who are just tuning in for the first time, Pastor Jeff Glenn, it's my pleasure to take you through the Word. For those of you who have been tuning in for a long time, welcome back. This will be our last week that we'll take a look at Jesus in the Old Testament. Not that we're out of material, though. We could spend months more. But today we'll conclude, and I would suggest digging in and finding out more about Jesus in the Old Testament. As we conclude today, we're going to look at Jesus' own words about how the Old Testament revealed who he is and revealed his purpose for his ministry on earth. In the past couple of weeks, we've looked at primarily Christophanies, which is, just means a pre-incarnate appearance of Jesus in the Old Testament. And of course, that isn't all that Jesus shared with the disciples on the road to Emmaus. And remember, we began this little series by looking at Luke chapter 24, verse 27, when Jesus was walking with the disciples on the road to Emmaus after he had resurrected, and he was talking with them, and it says that beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And so Jesus referenced these things, right, regarding the Old Testament, either citations of him or of his Christophanies. He mentioned those even during his earthly ministry to his disciples and the people that he talked with. We'll see one of those today in John 3, chapter 14. This is when Jesus was talking with Nicodemus. And we remember, or we can come to know, that Jesus was talking with Nicodemus, who was a Pharisee. And a Pharisee was someone who was very well trained in the Old Testament. Nicodemus was curious about who Jesus was seeking him out to find out for himself, to see what he had heard about Jesus, if it was true or not. So during their conversation, Jesus was speaking of the purpose of his ministry when he said in John 3:14, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up." And he continued into verse 15, "that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life." And so what Jesus is referring to here is a story that's recorded for us in Numbers chapter 21, where the Israelites were in their wilderness wanderings, and they had the snakes come into the camp and start biting people. And so in Numbers 12. "Then they journeyed from the Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom, and the soul of the people became very discouraged on the way. And the people spoke against God and against Moses. 'Why have you brought us out into Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and our soul loathes this worthless bread.'" So that worthless bread was the manna from heaven that God provided for their daily sustenance. The very provision from God is what they had come to loathe. Their hearts were indeed hard. So it continues in verse 6. "So the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit people. And many of the people of Israel died. Therefore, the people came to Moses and said, 'We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he will take away the serpents from us.' So Moses prayed for the people. Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole. And it shall be that everyone who is bitten, when he looks at it, shall live.' So Moses made a bronze serpent and put it on a pole, and so it was. If a serpent had bitten anyone, when he looked at the bronze serpent, he lived." So an interesting passage. They went from complaining about the very provision from God for their sustenance, for their daily lives, to recognizing and then confessing their sin for complaining against God and against Moses. And they end up asking for relief from God. But the thing that I find incredibly intriguing is what they asked for and what they got. So in verse 7, they confess their sin and ask that the serpents be taken away. So that's what they asked for. They just wanted relief from the serpents biting them. Take them away. They knew that their sin had brought this terrible consequence, which brought death, because verse 6 says, many of the people of Israel had died. So again, through God's providence, they came to know their sin, and then they knew that their sin brought about this terrible consequence of death, and they sought Moses to seek God on their behalf, right, a petitioner for them. But what they asked for was they only asked that the serpents be removed. But take a look at what they received. See what God did, right? God gave them more than the mercy that they desired, right? They just wanted mercy. Just stop these serpents. Take these serpents away from us. But he gave them something more, certainly something more than they deserved, which is his grace, right? He granted that those who were already bitten could receive life. And so this is God's grace on full display here, to provide them with life after sin. Though death is that consequence of sin, he provided them a way to life. And that's what Jesus is explaining to Nicodemus in himself when he says, as Moses has lifted up the serpent, so will the Son of Man be lifted up. And indeed, we know he was lifted up. And we know he was lifted up for the same reason, that so whoever believes in him, whoever looks to Jesus, should not perish but have eternal life. And this is right before the most famous passages in all of Scripture. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. And so it's God's mercy and grace that we get when we look to Jesus. Not only do we receive forgiveness of sin, but we receive eternal life. And so, more than we deserve in God's grace. We don't deserve the grace that we've given. His mercy is what we cry out for. And so it's been said, and it bears repeating, that an easy way to remember what God's grace means is God's riches at Christ's expense. And so we get the riches of eternal life by looking to Jesus. And so the believer in Jesus can expect not only that the consequence of their sin is dealt with on the cross of Jesus, that the death, both physical and spiritual, will be removed from them, but that we will receive eternal life, which is more than we deserve. And so, to me, that's super encouraging, and I hope it is for you, and it's such a great reminder for us, for you, to look to Jesus. And so have a great rest of your week.